Seriously, this is the best use of your time. Get help. In the meantime, back to Rob, Anybody, and Dawn.
A couple email follow-ups, RAD at radradio.com. First one is from Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Talking about meeting famous people, celebrities. It started on Friday on the Mixed Pick Sports Show, which we do at 10 a.m. on RAD TV, and then Sacramento on 104.7 FM and 890 AM. And then we were talking about good and bad interactions with celebrities in general, and how some of them may not even surprise you or crush you. Like Kyle's bad experience with Jeff Gordon, the race car driver. It's like, fine. It was Jeff Gordon. But when it's some, like imagine if she were still alive meeting Betty White and she was a whore. Can you imagine?
It'd be kind of funny because it's Betty White.
I mean whore in like a worse person kind of way.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah, that kind of way.
Oh,
so
no.
I told a story about spending 45 minutes having drinks decades ago with Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley and how they were just amazingly normal people. Andrea says, my dad also has met Charles Barkley at the same golf tournament you're talking about. Not at the same time as you, Rob, but he's also talked with him at a few other charity events along the way. I guess dad does something where he's at these events, right? And he says that Charles is so nice every time.
Oh, I love that.
Before I move on, pause. Something that Steve brought up is a rumor that I confirmed is the other thing about Charles Barkley is he never shuts up. Michael Jordan told him to stop talking at one point.
Oh, man, that's great.
Because he would not just stop talking.
Yeah, this is the thing. People that are at that level prove you can still be a nice guy. So what the hell is your problem when you are that jerk?
Which will be the next sentence.
Can you imagine a conversation between Charles Barkley and Dawn?
We'd still be going. you would just check in every month.
Would you even hear it? Would they just talk over each other?
It would just turn into the sound of squeaking shoes on a basketball court.
Andrea talks about Charles Barkley and then says, compared to other celebrities he's met, the worst. I brought up a guy I really respect and like, but I wouldn't be surprised if he was a jerk in public, Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
This one, I don't know that I love some of this guy's movies, love some of them. Other than that, I would not be at all surprised if he was a jerk. The worst celebrity he ever met was Tom Cruise.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He was rude to the waitresses,
the
people running the celebrity auction. He was an ass to everyone.
I could see it.
Just an overall not a good person. Yeah. That wouldn't surprise me at all. By the way, we have a couple different updates from Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator, as we get ready to win Rob's change. The question was about the last time she wrote the clues, and it was the winning answer was the barcode on a king-size Kit Kat bar, which she was inspired by finding one in her kitchen. And we asked if she ever ate it. She did write back and say, I never ate a king-size Kit Kat bar, which she wrote the capitalized, which is to me to say, not she didn't go out and buy a few more and have them.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She says, I am saving it for the winner, Rachel, if I ever meet her and or if she wants
That's
it.
That's so free.
Okay.
The best things in life are free. We're gonna help you pay some bills and fees. Win Rob's change. That's what I want. Win Rob's change. That's what I want. Win Rob's change. Make your best guess and estimate the calculation in Rob's jar of change. Win Rob's change. That's what I want. Win Rob's change.
All right, we're going to play Win Rob's Change. All you have to go on is the bucket posted at radradio.com and across social media platforms. You look at it and you go, I don't know, it could be this amount. We'll get to that in a moment. We start with this email from Michelle.
Hey, Michelle.
I emailed her over the weekend and I said, are you sure? Are you good to go with the clues that you've written? She wrote back, I was reviewing the clues again this morning. I feel pretty good about it. And she says, I do have all of my notes about other clue ideas to continue with after the initial round I've given you. She gave me, I believe, 18 of them.
Jeez.
To get us started. We needed 28 or 9 last time finally get a winner, something like that. She says, after we hear people and whether or not they're on the right track, we can change the difficulty level. By the way, I will say, again, I know the answer. Right. And I know what it's based on. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say concerned at all, because obviously we want you to win. But I wouldn't be surprised if somebody figured out very quickly where she's headed based on the first few clues. That's my clue.
Maybe this is because,
maybe
she's really good with these things.
Here is our introductory message from Michelle. Welcome to another mega bucket round of WinRop's Change with clues written by me, Michelle, the pressure cooker calculator. She's called that because she keeps tracks of winners and losers of the pressure cooker by gender. She says, please do enjoy these fun clues for another random scavenger hunt. Good luck getting into my brain on this one. But hey, since Rob is so generous, you don't only have the call-in chance to win. You have another chance to place your guesses on the Circles with an S app. So even more reasons to pay attention and take notes. And let the mind screw begin. I will get into the circle second chance way to win after we take caller 18, who is Matthew, because, I mean, if Matthew wins, those of you that had a circle second chance have been able to do so since Friday. So if we got a winner right now by a miracle, we would still have a circle second chance winner closest to the scent without any clues whatsoever or any guesses. So, Matthew, good morning.
What's up?
All right, buddy, it seems like an impossible task, but if you give us the right amount of money in the bucket, you're going to win it. What's your number?
$1,688.32.
$1,688.32?
Yes.
All right, just wanted to confirm that that was, in fact, the amount. Which brings us first to Michelle's first clue, and then I will explain the circle's second chance. Clue number one for the mega bucket is simply, here comes the rain again. Clue number one for the mega bucket is, here comes the rain again. Again, as we mentioned, she will throw out a variety of phrases, song titles, words, facts, seemingly odd other things, and eventually they'll all come together and make sense. Your next chance to win will be at 9:30. For a second chance to win Rob's Change, you can get in on the Circle Second Chance giveaway. You have to download the free social media positivity app Circles with an S, where you follow friends and family for recommendations in 1,500 categories, ranging from restaurants to movies and shows. We got a bunch of emails about a few movies and shows that I recommended over the weekend we'll get to later on. Now, what you have to do, you're a user of Circles now, like we all are, and you can follow any or all of us. You create a group chat. When you're on your homepage, lower left, there's a thing called messages right there. You hit that. You create a group chat in the Circles app with up to 7 of your friends who are not current users of Circles. That's the only catch. They can't already be using Circles, but you're going to create this group chat, and they're going to get it as what we call an SMS message, like a text message. They're going to get your message. And you have to add the Circles buddy. And you can just type that in, Circles with an S, Circles buddy. It's a husky. It's a picture of a dog. You have to add them. That's how Circles is able to track. And then you and your friends have a chance to win, and here's how it works. In that group chat, you email, you send your group chat. You're not emailing, you're doing it through Circles. You go, hey, dumbass. I know you don't use Circles with an S, but we can win a bunch of money, any one of us, if we just send in our guess for what we think is in Win Rob's Change. In that chat, anytime between right now and the end of this Friday, you can guess whatever you think the number is based on you heard first guess, you heard first clue. I don't know if that helped at all. You will only get as many guesses as you have friends in your group chat. So if you have 3 pals in your group chat, you each get 3 guesses. But you have to put in your guess before the current WeFunder chance to invest in Circles closes this Friday at midnight. You don't have to invest. You don't have to use Circles. Well, you do because you're inviting your friends. The rest of them, they don't have to. I don't know why they're not, but they should. But they don't have to. Just do it in that group chat. It'll all still show up. But this Friday night at midnight, the final chance to invest in Circles with an S, like I and so many of you and so many of us have done, closes. So you have to head to radradio.com, click on the Circles logo. That will take you to the WeFunder page if you want to invest in Circles. All of the official rules are also posted at radradio.com. If you go to the Features tab, you can read the rules for Win Rob's Change. So if you're a Circles user, invite people that aren't using Circles to participate. You don't have to send in any guesses. You can wait until Friday at 9:30 a.m. after, assuming we don't have a winner, after we've at that point given 10 clues, and let's say you've got 3 people in your chat. At that point, you can send in your 3 guesses, and we will hold them until we actually announce what the winning amount is, and the person that gets closest to the right amount within 1 cent wins. And there's tiebreakers and all of that. That's all included in there as well. So first things first, get into Circles if you aren't already and start inviting people. through the group chat. Any questions on that? No? Good. All right. Next chance is at 9:30. Speaking of Rad TV at members.radradio.com, we got a follow-up. Last week, somebody wrote in and said, oh, I wake up at 6 and I'm groggy and I just want to go to the membership site and I want to watch it on Rad TV. Oh, but I have to go through this laborious process of, what was it, 2 clicks? They had to go to...
Yes. It was hard to find the Rad TV live button, which is, it lives at the top of the page, so it's really not that hard to see, but I could see why somebody, you know, maybe a boomer, maybe somebody with bad eyesight. Yeah. I don't want to pigeonhole anybody, but whoa, that could be the case.
You ever done that? You ever
pigeonholed?
You want to talk about it off the air? Yeah, we'll talk about it.
I mean, it really could be anybody, because everyone wants everything to just be easy.
Well, and the person writing in claiming they were just waking up. But yes, we live in lazy society.
Right, we don't want to have to do any, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. We want to pull up a website and have to do no work.
And
it's like all right there.
Brandon's got a decade and a half of me doing the idiot test with him. Like, he will design something, and I'll call him in and go, Brandon, I'm no expert, but I'm not your typical boomer. But if I'm an idiot, like most people are, or lazy, do you see how hard this is? And he right away goes, yes, okay, we have to. So we really do try to cater. So somebody suggested, why isn't there an easy button, the big red easy button? Yeah. Well, this email says, oh, my Lord, you guys delivered. The listen live button on the member site is awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you for catering to our demand. So it's that easy now, Brando?
Yes. If you go to members.radradio.com, you'll see here in a second. I got Rad TV. Bah, 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 there we go. So at the top of the page, there's a huge banner in font that anybody could see, probably from space, that says, watch Rad TV live here. And then we've revamped the whole homepage to where you can find all of our series more easily. And we were working on this behind the scenes with Tech2U for a couple of weeks before we even got that email. So it was pretty easy for us to just hit the publish button after everything was all polished. So it went up right away.
If you're watching on Rad TV right now, you see it looks great.
Yeah.
And just go to the membership site, because I know a lot of you watch later on in the day. But if you were going to it at any time, want to watch this live, it's like, boom, there it is right there.
And I also think there's I've got to imagine there's a lot of folks like myself where you just appreciate a site that makes it simple. It's annoying when you go to a site and it's very complicated. I honestly don't even want to do business with you.
Right.
I'm like, you know what? If you couldn't take the time in our busy lives already, do you not want to sell me something or not? You need to make it. It simple comes across a lot of times for me, organized. Right. So it's like, if it isn't and things are all over the place, I'm out. Hey, and see ya.
More than a few businesses have lost big orders for me for that exact reason. I'm like, nope, not jumping through that hoop. Speaking of jumping through hoops, we got a question just came in from Laura. Says, Rob, I've invested in Circles because you said so. Oh, more weight on my shoulders. Circles sent me saying they want my social security number. Is this legitimate? Now, the only thing I don't like about the way this is phrased is, what do you mean Circles sent you saying they want your social security number? If what you mean is you went to radradio.com, you clicked on the Circles logo that's right there on the homepage, and it sends you to WeFunder, and as part of that process they ask you your social security number, yes, all of that is legitimate. That is it. WeFunder is a highly regulated by the U.S. government website, because the government wants their money. It's one of the safer, even in this day and age with all of the hacks, etc. That is all normal. Circles sending an email to you directly, which is how your email is phrased, is very sus. And if that's what happened, you should email info@circles.com. That's Circles, Circles, circles.com, with your question. But I'm guessing, because we get this question so often, you're talking about the WeFunder part.
Listen, you've been an investor for a bazillion years, so sometimes... I do not even mean this in a bad way at all, but sometimes, because you've been doing it for so long, it's like remembering there are people that do not understand what you're saying when you say the government wants their money. What does that mean? The government's going to take your money now when you invest.
Thank you. That's very important.
A lot of people do not know what you mean by that.
So you invest $250 is the minimum investment, or you could invest like, literally the CEO and others that are members of Circles with an S, which is all part of Tech2U, hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars of your own money. You could certainly invest six figures or more like I have. Because you believe that much in it. If this thing goes bust, if it doesn't kill Yelp, if it doesn't turn into anything, we lose all of our money and we don't owe the government anything. So, yeah, no, they're not taking anything out of our investment. But if Circles becomes what so many of us, including me, since I'm invested in it, believe it will, then we will get an extraordinary, we will become extraordinarily worth a lot more money. And when we cash that money in, which is done in a variety of ways that we've talked about, again, go back and look at what Instagram was worth when it started and then what it's worth today to people that invested in and things like that. That's when the government says, oh, Mr. Williams, we see that you bought in initially you bought in at whatever, 4 cents a share. Oh, and then you, because it all amortizes. So you have made a tremendous income on this investment. We would like our piece. Now, that's where they come.
And they
come
just want to get it in the very beginning when anyone goes to investment sites.
They want your information.
Yes. The government.
Now, stupid question. Because I'm still trying to get caught up on all of my recommendations. So, I mean, as I find new things, I load them. There has to be, right, because I have not even gone into the area of Circles. Is there an area for like songs or albums or things?
Entertainment?
Like
that? Oh, shoot. I
haven't looked under the entertainment
tab. There's so much. And I've actually been meaning to look for that category, but I haven't yet, so I can't answer you.
I mean, 1,500 different categories, and they are still adding new ones in there. It's just a matter of I can't remember. I think they just have movies, shows, podcasts, and books under the entertainment tab.
Yes.
But I don't know if what they're doing with music. And here's why I bring it up. Obviously, that's one. And we want suggestions. They're going to be back on this Friday. I got a great email about another suggestion about what about video games? Where's that?
Yes.
We're working on all of them.
Did you guys say in there, and I'm so sorry if you did, podcasts? Because they have
that's
that
on there.
There too.
That is on there. The reason I bring it up is because on the air, I mentioned many weeks ago that right after the Super Bowl, because that's when she announced she was dropping a new album, that Beyonce had put out her country album. And at the time, there were only two songs, and Texas Hold'em was one of them. And I said on the Monday after the Super Bowl, I said, that's an instant number one hit. Dawn says, you're an idiot. Yeah. After 35 years of watching you pick music, you don't know what you're doing.
What do you know? Did not like that song.
2 days later, it was in your playlist?
Yes, because every gosh dang Insta story I went to of these different ranches that I follow, and they always put music behind whatever they're showing you on their property with cattle or horses or goats or whatever.
Oh, my.
And they're all different Insta sites. They're in all different parts of the country. So it's not like they all sat down together and decided this. Within that week, they all were using that song. So every time I'm clicking on, it's getting in my head, and I'm like, I like it now.
Of course they're going to use it, because it's the most popular song in the country, and if you put that song on the Insta, it'll help their videos go viral
quicker.
Totally.
Yeah,
but not yet. Not at that time.
No, had just come out. But yeah. I would imagine, to both, though, right? To your point, Brandon, maybe that was their thinking, or maybe they liked it and thought it was catchy. Who knows? All I know is they were all using it for whatever reason they were using it, which meant every time I'm clicking on that damn song in my head, and then I download it, I put it on my I call my country music playlist my Texas playlist. So there she went.
There's a formula in radio that has never been scientifically proven in any way, but we all walk around saying it. You have to hear something up to 100 times before you truly hear it, or before you truly love it, that kind of thing. It's why when new music comes out on traditional radio, or maybe Spotify is pushing certain songs, they try to get you to hear it over and over and over and over again. And what we talk about on the show is that one of the things that I've just been blessed with are these great radio ears, where I can listen to a song one time, hear what we call the hook, and go yes or no. I can go huge hit, no, that's garbage. And as soon as I heard Texas Hold'em, I mean, like halfway through the first time I listened, I said, it's not because it's Beyonce, that helps, because I knew all the hurdles she was going to have to leap through with the unfortunate history of racism within various parts of the country and with the country music genre, even though black people created it, don't get us started on all that. And sure enough, while Dawn was on it 2 days later, the nation was all over it, and country music radio stations were getting inundated. Those weren't Beyonce fans. Beyonce fans could get the song wherever they wanted it. These were country music fans saying, we want to hear it. It became the number one song in the country on both the country charts and on the Hot 100 charts, Texas Hold'em did. Then her album dropped just a couple weeks ago, and I mentioned that as a result of all of the collabs that she does, including there's three or four other African-American artists that are on some of the songs, all of their searches surged, like by 1,700%, et cetera.
How exciting for them.
Which brings us to Nikki, who says, I loved your discussion about Beyoncé's new album and the controversy over it being a country album, and I just heard a new song by a black country artist, and I was eager to hear Rob's take with his magic ears. The song is called A Bar Song, parenthetically, Tipsy. So it's A Bar Song and then in parenthesis, Tipsy. And it's by an artist named Shaboozy. I think it's so catchy, and I'm curious what you think, Rob. So Shaboozy is one of the artists that I mentioned last week who was introduced basically to the world. He's already a black country artist. He is on one of the tracks on Beyoncé's Cowboy Carter album called Spaghetti. His searches went up like 1,700% or whatever. And then brilliantly, last Friday, so the album, the Beyoncé album had come out the Friday before or two Fridays before. All this attention is paid. Last Friday, Shaboozy releases this song called A Bar Song. And it sends it out to country stations, and it hits Spotify, etc. The basic idea of it, if you didn't know anything about it other than it's a black guy singing it, which up until now has not been mainstream or in sometimes even accepted in country music, sounds just like a country song. Here's the idea. It laments his ever-growing list of expenses. He wonders out loud in the song, this 9-to-5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. It's a country song. By the way, it leads up to, keep giving me shots, I'm getting tipsy. That's why it's called The Bar Song. I had never heard of Shaboozy before we read that story last week. I had never heard this song before I got the email that I just read from Nikki. And I listened to it this morning. This is 30 seconds of it.
It's 9-to-5 ain't working. Why the hell do I work so hard? I can't worry about my problems. I can't take them when I'm gone. One, here comes the two, to the three, to the four. Tell them bring another round, we need plenty more. Two stepping on the table, she don't need a dance floor. Oh my, good Lord. Someone pour me up a double shot of whiskey. They know me and Jay Daniels got a history. There's a party downtown near Fifth Street. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy. Everybody at the bar getting tipsy.
I'm going to download that right now, which this makes me nervous since I like it right away. You're probably going to say it's never going to be a hit.
Yeah, it was damn good.
I love it. I am definitely in the commercial break downloading that to my Texas playlist.
Kyle, first time you heard Texas Hold'em, you were kind of meh. I don't know if that one's grown on you at all, but what do you think of the first time you hear this?
I got goosebumps. I don't know. It hit really hard. Maybe it's the kick drum in the back, but it really hit me.
It's a smash hit.
Of course.
That was great.
I am no fan of modern country, with rare exception. I'm a 90s country guy. I like all these genres. I will talk more about this later just because so many people wrote in about it. Chris Stapleton is a stud, and he was a super stud on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
I just love him so much.
But for the most part, most modern country nauseates me. And there is an element, right, in this song. There's an element, if you listen to the whole song, where he does bring in a little bit of the rappy version like Beyoncé does on Cowboy Carter that works within country. But that song, the bar song, Tipsy, whatever, yeah, by Shaboozy, that is a smash hit. And yes, I've already downloaded it. And oh, and by the way, that was my opinion this morning. Then I did a little research. He released it on Friday of last week. Saturday afternoon, it had reached number one on the U.S. iTunes songs chart.
That is fabulous. Well, I'm going to add to it in the commercial break, buddy.
There it is. No advertisement, just an opinion asked for by Nikki. Thank you so much for that email. We are going to play Treble Trouble right now. We have got a pair of tickets for you to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live, Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th, 2024. But you are all, you'll win those tickets if you win Treble Trouble. But you are also qualified for the grand prize drawing. All of the winners who get Foreigner tickets, one of you will have your tickets upgraded to the front row.
Whoa.
So the rest of you still have your tickets, but one of you is going from good tickets to the front row.
So you're basically going to be on the domestic side of the arena there, so you can look over the border to see the foreigners right in front of you.
There you go. It's like you're literally at... What, damn, now I can't... At the Rio Grande. You're literally right there. You're looking right at them. Eagles Pass. There's another one that's in the news. Anyways, for Treble Trouble, you get a three-second song clip. You tell us the title of the song, and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20, and if nobody knows the song title...
Slap me silly and call me Shaboozy.
Droplets everywhere and no winner.
Need a winner.
888-989-9811 for Treble Trouble.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob,
Anybody,
and Dawn Show.